This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now I have a special guest, and unfortunately, he roots for the Nets. He roots for the Jets. He roots for the Mets, and that's a lot of losing he's had to deal with this time on Earth. But he's a good friend of mine, and I appreciate his guidance and advice. Joining me from Florida is Evan Roberts. What's up, Ev?
I don't know if you can hear me because I'm driving in my Mustang convertible, and it's very, very beautiful and windy here in Florida. So I apologize if my convertible is getting in the way of our conversation. How are you out?
I'm good. You had the top down so your hair can blow like Vanilla Ice, I see.
Damn right, man. I mean, listen, if you're going to go to Florida in the middle of March and watch meaningless baseball games, you better live it right. So, yeah, you're damn right. Mustang convertible.
What color's the Mustang?
It's like black. I think it's like a blackish, brownish thing, but I look badass. I got to tell you, I think this really fits my persona.
Are you posting a picture so we can see this Mustang?
I will at some point, maybe tonight. Maybe when I pull into my beautiful hotel,
we'll take
a nice picture of me sitting on my Mustang.
Look at you, man. The pay around here must be great for you for the full-timers, man. Holy smokes. So, Ev, I got some questions about this Met team right now. What's your level of concern knowing that Brandon Nimmo just had an injection in his knee?
I mean, my concern is this. I think that Brandon Nimmo being relied upon to play 155 games like he has the last 3 years is probably out the window. And so I think this opens up an opportunity for Brett Beatty or Luis Angel Acuña. I think it means Jeff McNeil, your favorite Met, played a little bit of left field. So I think they're set up to, like, overcome missing him. Obviously, if he's out for weeks or months, that sucks. But I think the Mets and we as fans need to understand that Brandon Nimmo playing 7 days a week is unrealistic. But they're equipped to be okay if he has to miss some time.
Yeah, I said the same thing on my show, Theo Allen Friends. I said the days of Nimmo playing 150 games are over. And I'm going to say the same thing for Francisco Lindor with his back issues. You know, I don't think he's going to play 150, 155 games. Do you agree with that with Francisco Lindor? Do you think it's smart to rest him day game after night game and take a different approach than they have in previous seasons?
I think it's smart to sit him, but you know they're not going to because I think Lindor wants to play. I mean, he's made it very clear that he still wants to play every single day. So I don't think it would be dumb to give him some DH days and some off days, but I got to tell you, I don't think they're going to do it. I think he's going to be out there every single day because he wants to play every single day.
Oh, that worries me. You know about back issues. I know about back issues. It sucks. And we need him for the long haul. If he gets hurt early in the season and we have an April and May like last year is not going to repeat itself. It's going to be donezo.
If they're going to sit him, they need another shortstop on this roster. So I guess that means Acuña would make the team because I still think Beatty's got the edge over him. But if that's the case, then the door's playing every day because there's no shortstop on the team. So I think what they decide with the roster is going to tell us a lot about how often they plan on sitting him or not.
The back end of this rotation, Blackburn, Canning, and who's the other guy? Mr. McGill. You know, who
McGill.
Do you think? McGill, yes. Which guy do you want to see on the back end of this rotation?
I think that, like, what, Griffin Canning, I don't know. We didn't watch him last year. I know he made 30 starts, but he had pitched to, like, a 5.5 ERA. Paul Blackburn is what he is. I think with McGill, there's still that hope that maybe he can turn into a consistent middle-to-back-of-the-rotation arm. His velocity's been very good in spring training. And look, David Peterson, I mean, you talk about a guy that came out of nowhere and now all of a sudden being a guy we rely on. So I have more faith in McGill, but here's the reality, man. This team's got a mash. That's the – we need an average rotation, but an offense that's going to – oh, that light's green? Okay. These lights in Florida confused me, Al. I was confused. I didn't want to get honked at, you know what I mean? But we're going to have to score a crap ton of runs. That's the bottom line. But I think McGill, I'm still a little intrigued by. You know what? We got to trade for Sandy Alcantara. The more I hear about the Marlins possibly moving him now or at the deadline, that's the gamble I take, even coming off of Tommy John surgery.
That's the guy I have in mind as well, Sandy Alcantara at the deadline or maybe even before that, because I'm not relying on Montas coming back and giving us anything worth a damn. It sucks to say. I thought if healthy, he'd be better than Severino. He's got the stuff. But unfortunately, I have no faith in Frankie Montas.
It's tough, dude, because he hasn't been that good. And he's not, you know, someone you can trust to stay healthy. Look, this is going to be interesting for the pitching lab and Stearns because they did such a brilliant job last year. You almost want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But if you have a chance to get, like, the most intriguing part about Alcantara is the fact that he signed. Like, I still don't think these guys want to give out long-term contracts. So trading for Dylan Cease doesn't excite me as much because are you even going to pay him at the end of the year or is it just a rental? At least with Sandy, he signed for a couple more years. So you get him, he's here, you get him for the prime of his career, and you maximize whatever you have to give up to get him. Now, I don't know if the Marlins are going to trade him before the start of the year, but it seems like there's enough rumblings that they'll eventually do it.
I agree with you when it comes to this lineup. You got Alonso, McNeil, Lindor, Vientos, Nemo, Fiselti, Siri, Soto, Alvarez, and then the DH platoon between Marte and Winker. Everyone in this lineup has the potential to 20-plus home runs.
Yeah, dude, this has a chance to be the best lineup we've ever seen, even better than 2006. It really does. So, obviously, there are some guys that need to step up. Alvarez needs to stay healthy and put together a consistent year. Jeff McNeil needs to not be first-half McNeil, in which he was terrible. So, there are questions attached to it, but, man, they've got the potential to be the best lineup we've seen in our lifetime. And that's going to be the key because that's the identity of this team. The identity is not going to be the rotation. I mean, I guess with bullpens, you never know, so I can't rule that out. But the identity of this team is going to have to be that they mash, and they certainly have the potential to do it.
Now, are you panicking like a bunch of these dumbass Met fans about Edwin Diaz's first outing?
No. Come on. It's spring training, bro. What are we doing? We're really going to go nuts. Here's why not panic. Like, Gerrit Cole didn't pitch well against the Minnesota Twins. And my reaction was, spring training. The only thing that would concern me is if he doesn't feel right. Now, obviously, we know what happened. The next day he wakes up, he doesn't feel right. Obviously, that's a concern. So as long as Edwin Diaz feels good, I'm not worried. Now, let him have a couple of bad performances in April? Sure, that's a different discussion. But in spring training, it's all about being healthy. That is the only thing that freaking matters. The Yankees are living proof of it, and everybody's got to keep their fingers crossed that the Mets and the rest of the Yankees that are still surviving can just get through the next 3 weeks before we get to the start of the season without major injury.
Now, it's unbelievable, Ev, because growing up in the 80s with baseball, I don't remember. The guys didn't look anything like the players that look now shape-wise, and yet these guys that look like Adonises are dropping like flies, and the out-of-shape slubs from the 80s played 150 games.
What does that tell you? Doesn't that tell you that maybe in the pitching aspect, throwing hard and getting crazy spin rate is not good for you? Or in Giancarlo's case, working out all the time and having muscles upon muscles may not be good for you. So I think that's the lesson, because you're right. There's more injuries today than there's ever been, and that's probably the reason why.
Yeah, because remember the pitching staffs, you had one guy that threw hard. The next guy had, you know, junk. The other guy had, you know, nice off-speed stuff. Then you had another guy who threw fast. There was always different levels in the pitching staff. Now, all these guys are throwing 98 to 100 miles per hour, and they end up in the IL.
Every single time. That's why, like, I don't know what's going to happen. It's probably not going to happen, like, in the next couple of years. But guys need to cut down on the velocity. Otherwise, they all end up getting under the knife within a couple of years. It's consistent. Like, I mean, it felt inevitable with Gerrit Cole. It did. It's why 2 years ago when we were talking about him, I floated the idea of trading him. Not because he stinks, but because you just know it's a ticking time bomb. Like, all of these guys are. And it's unfortunate because Gerrit Cole's a brilliant pitcher. We saw DeGrom. He was a brilliant pitcher. But staying healthy, especially when you throw that hard, seems nearly impossible.
Were you at the game tonight?
Yeah, come on, man. I'm going to spring training to do what? I'm going to see some real baseball. And Juan Soto, let me tell you, what a show this man put on. First pitch, he rips a double. I posted it on my Twitter account. Uh-huh. His next at bat, first pitch, he was a little lazy. He ripped what should have been a double, but he got thrown out going to second base because Juan was doing a little jogging. That's okay. Uh-huh. No harm, no foul. And then third time up, he gets a hit. My wife is not a diehard sports fan. She's not really a sports fan. She tolerates me. And she looked at me and said, wow, this guy is pretty good. I said, honey, he's not going to get a hit every time up, I promise you. But, boy, it feels that way, doesn't it?
I mean, every time he's up at that bat, it's like Game 7 of the World Series to him. And I love it. He's Paul O'Neill minus the temper tantrums.
Minus the temper tantrums. Look at you. You got to take a shot at Paul O'Neill. There's nothing to take. He's a warrior. He's an all-time great.
No,
and here you are being so petty that you're taking a shot at O'Neill.
No, the destroying of the Gatorade buckets all the time. Like, that's and a game in May? Come on now.
That's, you know what that's called? That's being competitive, man.
Well, Jeff McNeil.
Wanting it. That's like, yeah. That's basically what the Knicks do for every foul call. Don't you bitch about every single call?
Time out. Your team lost to the Hornets tonight. Pipe down.
Yeah, and is that a good thing, Al, or is that a bad thing? You tell me.
Well, you guys are stuck in the middle of nowhere. You guys are going to have that eighth or ninth pick. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're going to get no one.
Well, you're right, but that's why the losing lately has been positive. They were winning way too many games. I was certainly mixed about it, but at the end of the day, they stink, so they're better off losing games, and hopefully they'll fix the lottery so Cooper Flagg can play in Brooklyn, because that's what I'm...
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
American League.
And real quick on your Jets. They came out that Justin Fields and the Jets are linked. Does that excite you?
Look, it doesn't excite me. I think I have this vision of this is the year to be aggressive and trade up for Cam Ward or Shador Sanders. I prefer Cam Ward, but the honest truth is I have no freaking idea. None of us truly do. I'm very mixed about the Rodgers thing because I understood why it was smart to move on, especially from a cap standpoint. But the more and more I think about him being a Giant, the more I'm going to hate the freaking Giants if he's there. There's no way as a sane Jet fan I'll be able to sit there and be okay with Aaron Rodgers potentially winning 8 or 9 games for the Giants. Now, you and I both know they won't because they stink.
Yep.
And they won't win 8 or 9 games, but that's something that would bother me. Fields still has a lot of potential. I just have a tough time believing now with another organization, another franchise. I mean, I trust Mike Tomlin more than mostly anybody. They benched him for Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
So I like him because of his age and because of his potential, but do I think he's going to be the franchise quarterback we've been waiting for? Probably not, which is why I've always leaned, at least over the last few weeks, to this aggressive nature of trading up and going for it.
Real quick, before I let you go, what's on the agenda for Mr. and Mrs. Roberts tonight?
We're going to go to the bar and have a good time. Does that make sense? Are you good with that, baby? Yeah. We're going to have a couple of drinks. And Pete Hoffman's with me. What are you going to do, Pete?
Oh, we're going to have a good time at the bar.
That's right. We're all going to have a good time at the bar.
Hey, be safe. Have fun in the Mustang. Post a picture with it. And don't get arrested, all right?
No. Come on. I'm a goody two-shoes. I would never get arrested.
All right, F. Thanks for calling, brother. I appreciate it.
All right. See ya.